Hallelujah. If you come here looking for quantity in a message, you're going to be disappointed. I believe, and I think we all can agree, that it's not quantity, it's quality. Amen?
That's right.
And I got to tell you, God gave me a simple thought this morning, and we're going to give that thought, and then we're going to get out of here. And y'all aren't excited about anything this morning, I'll tell you what.
We're here.
Thank you, good. Thank you, Lord, for the good word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, see now, there you go. There you go. Praise the Lord. Father, right now, again, I yield myself to you. Hide me behind the cross. We sang this morning, Lord, and we heard the song. It's not about us, it's about you. It's all about you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're in control because we've yielded control to you of this service, this time in our lives. We've already asked you, Lord, to bring your will into us today and into this house and change to our lives so that we won't be the same. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and now we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, to accomplish in us what needs to be accomplished today according to your will, purpose, and plan. For this we praise you and thank you and give you honor and glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As we were praying back there this morning, a thought came into my heart, and I'll be honest with you, in searching and seeking, I got nothing. But this morning, just with one thought, I believe it's God's plan and will. I heard him say, choose life. So I looked up the scripture in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. And we're going to read Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. And we're just going to talk about it a little bit, and then we're going to go. Now, if you've got ears to hear, as the Spirit, as the Bible says, and your heart's open to receive, then you're going to get a message today that's light, and it's life, and it's going to bring joy to you. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Just like salvation is new every day, just like mercy is new every day, we have the ability and we have the opportunity to every day to make a choice how that day is going to go. And I heard the Father saying this morning as we were praying back there, you know, it's choose life. Choose life. We have so many opportunities to choose other things, too many other opportunities for things that come into our pathway every day. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, there's distractions, there's things that try to bring us down. You know, the enemy's not a problem. You know, once in a while he tries to attack with some kind of malady or illness and stuff. But we've got authority over that. Amen?
Yes, amen.
If we choose life.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? We choose to walk in the light that he's given us. Praise the Lord. So every day and every moment we have the opportunity to choose life. And more abundant life.
Amen.
Well, how do we do that? It's by not giving in to the things that would try to come. Like the Bible says, you know, those things so easily beset us, you know. Here we are mighty men and women of faith, and yet it seems like just the least little thing can just get us detracted or detoured, you know, so simply. I don't know why that is, but I don't like it. I want to walk in life and that more abundantly.
Amen.
I choose life and that more abundantly.
Amen.
Let's look at this again. In verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that's you and I, that I have set before you. God has chosen and set before us because of the work that he did, life and death, blessing and cursing. And then he goes on to admonish us to choose life. Well, that's a no-brainer.
I have a question, though, Bill.
Yeah.
My version of the Bible says, I call on heaven and earth to witness your choice. Do the people in heaven, can they really witness what's going on down here? In our individual, can they look down and say, there's Bill Backus. Look at the choice he made. Do they know?
Well, Gene, that's a thought that I can't tell you that I've really thought about, but let's just look at some scripture. The Bible says when one person comes into the kingdom of God, there's rejoicing in heaven. So I would say by that scripture alone that would indicate to me that heaven, or at least the host of heaven, a host of heaven, the angels and the Father see, and there's rejoicing because of the choice you made. Does that make sense? Now we also know that in the when Lazarus died, I believe it was Lazarus, and went into the presence of God, and the rich man and the beggar is what I'm talking about, that when he was in the presence of hell, or in the darkness that he was in, and he was being tormented, he cried out to let Lazarus dip his, or the beggar, dip his fingers in water to cool his tongue. So there's a cognizance, I think, according to Scripture, if what I'm reading is correct and what I'm understanding is correct, that there is some kind of a cognizance. Whether it's what we understand now or not, I have no idea. Praise the Lord. Did that answer your question? Okay, praise the Lord. That both you and your descendants may live. Now, you see, one of the things we see here, if we read that scripture and read it carefully, is not only by our days and our walk is better when we choose life, but our descendants. See, we just sang about this morning, it's all about you. We all know it's not about us. We're not here for us, we're here for others. Amen? Praise the Lord. So when things come that are not according to the inheritance that we have been given by him, that he paid for, we need to reject that, and we need to choose life. Life's not in complaining, moaning and groaning. It's in giving praise to God, walking in the victory and the authority that he's given us so that we can be effective ministers in this earth, amen, in this world.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. That encouraged me. Somebody said something. Praise the Lord. Anyway, and so what we need to do is be very careful that we remember that every moment of every day, everything we do, everything we say, is a choice, either for life or death. We already know the path that leads to life. It's confessing what the Father says about us, over us, understanding who we are, what he's done in our lives. Amen? And so that's where we need to walk. Or the other choice is not too pleasant. We can succumb to the things and the attacks that comes, the attacks of the enemy, sickness, poverty, dis-ease. We're not talking about disease, we're talking dis-ease. It means your ease, your peace has drifted away. And that's a pretty good indication that you haven't chosen life in whatever particular situation you're in at that moment. Amen?
Amen.
We don't want to be detracted or deterred or distracted from what God has for us. Amen? And if we're going to be effective ministers, we have to constantly, every moment, choose life. We have opportunities. Oh my goodness, we have opportunities out our ears to turn the other way and to have, you know, get all upset. But praise God, he's given us the ability to walk in life and that more abundantly. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, the reason for this is that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life. That you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life, and the hope of your life, the answer to every situation in your life. He's already paid the price to give us life and that more abundantly. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And not only your life, but the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, or if you think about this, you're cognizant of this, but God has given you land to possess also. A few of you know that. He's given you places that He's already ordained for you to take. But the decision's yours.
Wherever you place your feet.
That's right. That's right. And when you go into any kind of a situation or circumstance, or go into any place, you, by the authority of God and by the plan of God, should be the one who's dominating in that because of Him. Not you, but God in you, Christ in you. Amen?
Amen.
He needs to be the one who's motivating you by the Holy Spirit to dominate that situation. What do I mean by that? To run over people? No. But to be listening for the still, small voice of God so that you can effectively minister. Choosing life. Not choosing negative, not choosing things that won't bring comfort, but things that will bring comfort and illumination to the hearts of people. And you do that by the Word of God. We all know the little poem or whatever that says, "Let the words of my mouth," in fact it's in the Scripture, "Let the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight."
Yes.
Amen? And that's something we need to choose every day. We have an opportunity either to build up or to tear down people. We have an opportunity to give an answer. And we're constructed to give an answer, to be ready always to give an answer of the hope that's within us. The reason you get up every morning, the reason you take your breath, the reason you do what you do, is the hope of the inheritance that we have been given. Did you understand? We've been given an inheritance.
Oh, yeah.
We're walking in an inheritance right now. If you're not, then I would say, examine your ways, examine your heart. Amen? The ultimate fulfillment of that inheritance is to be with Him in eternity. Amen? But it's not just about eternity. He's given us the opportunity and the abilities and the strength, the authority, and the power to walk in these things today, to be that light and that salt in the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So when you have an opportunity, somebody cuts you off in traffic, choose life. Don't growl and snarl and Bill Cosby would say, "And I'll tell you another thing, I'll rip your nose off." No, 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 no. You know? I mean, don't look at me in that tone of voice. You all know what I'm talking about. You're just like me. There's things that irritate you during the day. Choose life. Choose life. Amen? Choose life. All of a sudden something happens on a bank statement. You made a mistake in your calculating or something like that, and all of a sudden you're snarling and growling. There's not more. Now, you all don't get excited or get upset if somebody puts more than enough in your account.
No.
But we sure complain if somebody takes more out than we thought or where we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. It would bother me because I have to get it back.
Well, but you're awful happy for the moment. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Anyway. Isn't that amazing how when it's in our favor, we never get upset, but when it's against us, we're... Amazing how we do that. How that works. Praise the Lord. Anyway. Stub your toe. You've had a bad day, or you know the enemy's tried to give you a really bad day. Your husband or wife walks in, and all of a sudden, you know, the desire to snarl, or the just automatically it seems to want to be there to snarl, and you know, choose life. Choose life. Praise the Lord. You know, just give encouragement. The Bible says, "Give and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together." That's not just money. That's in everything we do.
That's right.
If you give, and then it goes on to say, "Men will give into your bosom." The Bible says, "What you sow, you'll reap."
Right.
Amen?
Right.
So if you choose life, then you're going to be giving out life all the time. Amen? And that's what I want to do. How about you? I want to give out life all the time. That doesn't mean that we don't have things that happen. The Bible tells us we're going to have tribulation in this world. But be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. Amen?
Amen.
Choose life. Choose life. Amen? Praise the Lord. So today and tomorrow when you go back to work, or you get up tomorrow morning and you're fumbling around, half awake, half asleep, you stub your toe or, you know, can't find the light switch or whatever it is that irritates you, choose life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Choose life. Go out and your car won't start. An opportunity. Choose life. Praise the Lord. Little annoyances. They're just little annoyances. But because of our human nature, we blow things way, way out of proportion, don't we? Y'all can agree.
I do.
Well, Harry, you and I must be the only ones, I'm telling you. But anyway, praise the Lord. So I admonish you today. I admonish you today. Choose life. Choose life in everything you do. Every day, His mercies, His salvation is new. But every day, He says and sets before us life and death, blessing or cursing. Choose life. Amen? And the promise is, it'll be life to both you and your descendants. And you'll live as you cling to Him. And it'll add length for your days. And you'll dwell in the land that the Lord swore to you and to your fathers, your forefathers. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Choose life. Choose life. Your choice may affect somebody in ways you don't even understand. You may never understand or see what your choice, the choice you made when you choose life, did to affect somebody else for the kingdom. Simple things. We talked a little bit Wednesday night about, a couple of times when Harry's been, you know, just recently, you were not having a problem there Wednesday, and Marie just came up, and what'd she say?
She said, in the name of Jesus, you're healed.
And boom, just like that. One night, Harry and I were working together, and I say these not to lift up men, but to show you, by choosing life, the ability you have to affect not only you, but others. We were working. We'd been working in the church for hours. Harry'd been up on a scaffold. Man, he came down and his back was bothering him. I don't know what all was going on. And the only thing that came out of my mouth was, Harry, be blessed. And instantaneously, God touched him. Well, who gets the credit for that? God does. You bet your life. Don't ever think that your words don't have power, because they do. You have the ability to choose to be effective or ineffective in this world.
That's right.
I choose to be effective. How about you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's practice that, amen? Starting today, more than ever before, let's practice choosing life. In every circumstance, in every situation, when people come to you, choose life. Share that joy of the Lord that's in you, that He's given you. That's your strength. Right?
Right.
Praise the Lord. Choose life, because it may mean life to somebody else. And it may mean the difference between life or death and the situation you're in for the moment. Amen? Praise the Lord. Wise men heed wise counsel. And the Word's counseling us to choose life this morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Your message is particularly aimed at me this morning.
Well, praise God.
My daughter called, and they took her to the hospital with heart pains, chest mm-hmm. pains. And so she called, and we prayed, and they did a test. And while they were doing the test, we were praying that they wouldn't find anything for her. And they didn't find anything.
Praise
thank God.
God.
We still have a problem. Stress. And that's what caused the pain. But perhaps passing this message along to her will assist her in letting go of the stress.
Amen. Amen. You know, folks, I don't know if you know this or not, but stress is a killer. You can't walk in peace and be under stress. Yes, sir.
And stress is caused by the choices you make, for one, and how you respond to the situation.
Exactly. 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 Exactly.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I have a testimony about that kind of lecture on your message. There's a gentleman at school, and he's kind of been a mountain to me, he has really put a lot of pressure on me. He's not a Christian, and not interested in being anything like that, or interested in God at all. But this last week, I've been nice to him. I've gone out of my way to do special things for him. They announced one day that they had desserts upstairs, and he was busy doing something else, so I brought an extra dessert back with me, and that really impressed him. So God is helping me to make a difference in his life.
Amen. It's called walking out your salvation. Walking your walk. Amen. You know, the Bible says when you do good to your enemies, you heap hot coals of fire on his head. You provoke them to jealousy. See? They can be a royal stinker sometimes. People can be a royal stinker. But choose life in those situations. Don't choose something that adds fuel to their fire. Choose something that puts out those flames and causes them to take a second look at themselves.
Like Jesus and the fruit tree.
Amen.
He cursed it, and it died, and it was not its season, but yet he cursed it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be ready to give that account.
Mm-hmm. The Bible says you'll give an account for every idle word that you speak. Idle means unproductive. Ouch. Ouch. Choose life. Make your words productive. I can tell you there's a young man that's at one of the buildings. He's the only officer that works the same hours I do, at least in the area that I work at. And so I go in to see him several times a night, and he hasn't been feeling well. And of course, he's one of these people that's educated so much that he can't even keep a conversation with you. He gets lost. He gets befuddled. He gets things twisted around. He's so intellectual. You know, he reminds me a lot of, I know a lot of you may know or remember Eric Hutto. Reminds me a lot of Eric. Just so analytical and so book smart that he's almost no earthly good, you know. And, you know, that's fine for what he's doing, and I know God can use him. And I believe he probably is a Christian because he studies the Word all the time. And we've talked about things. I don't know that he's practicing, but he's at least looking. And he can get me. I mean, if I would let him, he'd get me so fired up that I just choose to drive away. Well, he's been sick this week, and so not last night, but the night before, because he was sick, and I knew he wasn't particularly fond of going out in the cold, you know, with chills and all that kind of stuff. I went at 3 o'clock or close to 3 o'clock in the morning, about 3:10. And I drove the parking lot, which I always do, but this time I called him on the phone, and I said, "Hey, I'm in the parking lot. Let me do your parking lot rounds for you, and I'll just tell you the cars that I find." He's got to take an inventory of all the cars that are in the garage because they don't allow overnight parking, and they don't want cars to be parked there for any length of time, you know, on a business trip or something. If you let somebody know, that's fine. But so anyway, so I drove through and I did that, and just, you know, I think it blew him away. I think it blew him away. I'll trust God that it did. See, that's living out your faith. That's choosing life. It'd be easy to say, "Man, I want nothing to do with that guy." Are you kidding? You know, ornery old thing. One preacher said, you know, "Ugly thing, you." But you know what? We're supposed to be ambassadors and examples of Christ in this earth. Amen?
Amen.
So when we choose life, we're choosing the better part. You know? Putting our emotions, our feelings aside, which we're not supposed to be operating in anyway. Amen? And we're choosing life and adding life, not only to ourselves, but other people.
Amen?
Amen? Praise the Lord. Do I have to say any more? Praise the Lord. Not quantity, quality. Amen? Hallelujah. Simple thought, yet poignant. Hallelujah. To the point. Praise God. What else do we need to pray about this morning? I would ask you to continue to pray for my son and his wife. There have been some changes. She has decided that she didn't like the idea of not being with him or being around her baby. And so they're back together. And thank God that my daughter encouraged him that if she decided to come back or you ever take her back, you need to make sure that she goes and gets some counseling and stuff, and he's willing to go too. See, he's working at this. But the point is also that, you know, sometimes we don't consider, all we do is look at the, how do I put this? Sometimes in circumstances and situations that we don't like, we only consider us, how it affects us. And yet, what we don't understand, and when we do that, we don't have the ability to see beyond the circumstance, to see what's behind it. Now, we all know that things that are negative and things that are evil are from the devil. Their thoughts, they may not be put out by him. In other words, he may not perpetrate them, but he perpetrates the thought in your heart and in your mind, which is the same thing, amen? Not your spirit, your heart and your mind. See, this young lady doesn't have any concept of what right and wrong is. She has no concept. She's never been taught. Her whole life has been based on me, me, me. Her own mother and father have treated her that way. Her family's the same way. But there's hope in God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. Amen?
That's what we want. In every circumstance, in every situation that's in yours and my life, what we want is we want God to step on the scene. And again, by choosing life, he'll give us the words when we choose life. He'll give us the words to make us and to let us and to help us to be that salt and light. Amen? Yeah. To win them over. And then they can taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen?
Yeah.
And we'll see God. See, you know what? Where would any of us be if somebody on our nastiest day just said, forget that, I'm out of here. Wash my hands of the situation. Thank God he doesn't do that. But what happened? People continued to be salt and light to us. People continued to choose life in the circumstance, in the situation, for you and for them. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And look where we are today. It's not over till it's over. And God's the one who determines when it's over, not us. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So keep praying about that. God will continue to work on my son, and he'll work on her too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Never mind. God knows. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the circumstances. They're good. The outcome is good for Fran's daughter. And, I still remember the word that somebody said one time, follow after peace. Follow after peace. See, when you're in a stressful situation, what you need to do is stop, consider your ways, and choose life. And that means choosing to follow and to listen to the Spirit telling you, turn to the right or turn to the left. Giving you the words to speak over the situation. Maybe it's something in your own life. Maybe it's not another person. But if you follow after peace, there can't be stress where peace is. Y'all agree or disagree?
Amen.
If you got peace, then stress can't come in.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so we need to take that peace that's within us that God's placed there, and we need to let that peace come out from us. Like the Word says, when you go into a situation, and God will direct you, hear what I'm saying. When you go in, take your peace. And then if your peace is rejected, then just walk away. But understand, remember always, I got to say it a third time. Remember always that when you plant a seed, the Bible says that seed gets planted and it brings forth fruit in its season. And when that word is sent, it doesn't return void, but accomplishes what it's sent to do. You may not see it. You may not be the reaper of that harvest. But God's word does not return void. And once it's given, God is the one who holds and makes accountability. And let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit gets on something that's been spoken into somebody's life and heart, whether they realize it or not, well, I don't know about y'all, but I've been once or twice in my life where there's no misery. There's no peace. There's no joy. It's just like the Holy Spirit's dogging you. You don't know that it's the Holy Spirit, but I mean, you just can't get free. You're down. You're just frustrated. You know, it's a whole lot easier to surrender, don't you think? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace.
In that case, you take the easy way out.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. He's the Prince of Peace. Yeah. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything we need to pray about?
Deborah's not good enough to snub today.
Well, all right. Well, I hope she's never feeling up to snuff. I hope she's feeling good, blessed, redeemed. I thought snuff went out years ago. Never mind. Yes, sir.
Could we pray for my sister Dottie again?
Yeah. How's she doing, by the way?
Well, she was doing real good, and then she ended up in the emergency room with her knee again last night.
Okay.
But the doctor said that she could probably go another year or year and a half without surgery. But it just out of the blue, it just, you know, really got painful last night. So we're believing that God's got to handle it, though, because we're choosing life.
Amen. 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 Well, and I can tell you, Bill, we prayed the prayer of faith. I haven't changed my mind. God hasn't changed his mind. And so, I mean, we're just going to hang in there. We're just going to hang in there. Amen. So, Father, right now for Deborah, we thank you, Lord, that she's healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet because you paid that price. We choose life for Deborah. Deborah chooses life right now. We thank you, Lord. We send the word, and whatever this thing is that's trying to attack her, Lord, we say return to the one that sent it. It's not part of her inheritance. And because of the life that's within her and because of the choice of life, she walks in health. And for Dottie, Lord, thank you, Lord. We prayed the prayer of faith, Lord. She loves you, Lord. She knows you. And, Lord, I just thank you that you're going to come on the scene and do something supernatural. I just pray, Lord, that we will, in our walks, Lord, not get so busy looking for the spectacular that we miss the supernatural. I thank you, Lord. She, again, as we send the word to Dottie, say, Dottie, be whole from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Pain, in Jesus' name, I rebuke you. At that name that's above her name and the character that's in that name, I command that pain and that affliction to return to the one that sent it. Praise you, Lord. I see him stumbling around and hurting himself. And I thank you that she's healed, walking in health, choosing life, and giving life to others because of what you've done for these two ladies, Lord. Any other situation, Lord, that's not spoken here today, Lord, you know. So we lift those up. We thank you, Lord, that you paid the price. And so now we send the word to every circumstance, every situation, and say, be whole, be free, walk in peace, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. We give you praise and honor and glory and thanksgiving for this day. Now, Lord, I thank you for this people. Let your face, your radiance shine upon them, Lord. Let your peace go with them. I thank you, Lord, that you've given them a hope and a future, that your thoughts for them are good and not evil, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you make that more real to each one of us every day as we walk with you. Now go with us this week, Lord. Bless our time of fellowship. We sanctify the food. We receive it with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your word today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.